This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome back to Blockbuster Rewatch. It's been a bit. Had to take a little break, a little hiatus, if you will, smack dab in the middle of my Star Wars rewatch series. But I am back better than ever. Got a great guest tonight. Going to watch I kind of dig this movie. There are, you know, some parts to it that are, but there are some of the best scenes in the whole prequel trilogy, I think, happen in this film. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Let me bring in my very special guest tonight, no stranger though to the Pop Feed. We run his show that he co-hosts. He's a tri-host on that show. It was a thing on TV. Also, you can hear him on the Place to Be Nation Wrestling Network as part of Wrestle Tracks. Hope I got that right, with the Podfather Scott Criscolla, the one, the only Greg Diener. Greg, welcome back to one of my live watches. It's been a bit for us.
Been a long time, but yeah. I'm very happy that finally we're going to talk Attack of the Clones. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, because when I think of this movie, Andy, I think of 2002. I have a lot of fond memories of 2002. It was the year I turned 18, and I remember going to see this movie in the theater. Now, this was because if you remember, Andy, this was the first movie, I believe, that was ever shot digitally, completely digitally.
Yes. I do believe so. You just made me feel really old, because I turned 30 in 2002. My daughter was born that year also. So, yeah, so my daughter's the same age as this movie. It does bring me back, because, you know, we were so excited when we got Phantom Menace, and it was good. It was like we were excited to get a new Star Wars movie. But I think it kind of had some disappointing parts to it. Again, I don't out and out hate the prequels like a lot of people. I don't dislike them.
Oh no.
I think they're good movies. Are they on the same level as the original? No. But there are some really great parts to these movies. I mean, Phantom Menace had the pod race, you had Duel of Fates. There's a lot of great stuff in that movie. This movie has some great stuff we're gonna talk about. I'm excited for this. I remember when I in our little, you know, where we look for podcasts, you jumped up. You're like, I want to do this. I'm like, okay, because I get this is something that, you know, is special to you, and you know, you're gonna show it some good respect. You're gonna have some great stuff to say while we watch it. So yeah, very happy that, you know, you've been looking forward to this. I've been looking forward to this. Any excuse to rewatch a Star Wars movie, because Star Wars to me, I a lot of times, and this goes to a lot of movies though. It's like, I watched them like in their entirety, like a number of times throughout the years. But to sit down and really focus on it, you know, when we like we do on these live watches, that's what I really look forward to doing these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we are both watching this on Disney Plus. So we got it queued up to 000. Greg, on my account, let's start the movie, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. So we got it. All right, 20th Century Fox. It's so weird. For me growing up, you know, being a little bit older, I think I may be the only person in Place of Nation who has seen all the Star Wars movies in the theater. That not, now that we don't have this 20th Century Fox that leads into the Lucasfilm, it's so weird to me.
Although I think maybe with the new trilogy, maybe they're going to use the 20th Century Studios logo.
Yeah, they could. They could, because it's like having the Lucasfilm logo with the 20th Century Fox music. It just, that's to me, that's the opening to Star Wars. And then we get the crawl, which is starting now, episode 2, Attack of the Clones. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, I never really read the books. I haven't read the books at all. You know, now I'm caught up on the animation, except I haven't started the new season of Bad Batch. I mean, I've watched The Clone Wars, I've watched Rebels, so, you know, loved Ahsoka because it was basically a kind of a sequel or a continuation of Rebels. You could enjoy it without watching it, but it just enhanced, I think, the viewing of it. So, but a lot of what I heard from people who were like really much more Star Wars nerdy than I was, that everybody was looking forward to the Clone Wars. Did you read the books before this?
No, I'm not really like an EU expanded universe kind of guy, but I was very much looking forward to episode 2. I was going on the force.net. I was going on all the websites, just trying to get any cool news, just trying to get any bit of spoilers for this movie. So,
yeah. You know, that totally is a 2002 thing to say. Any cool news? Oh my God.
Yeah, well, if only we knew then what we know now about Harry Knowles.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I think the thing also about the prequels that I think people may have had issues with was it looked too crisp, too clean with the CG.
Yeah.
I think it was like it was not their Star Wars in a way. That's what some people had issues with.
Although, to be honest, I think, you know, the original trilogy has a dated look, but the prequel trilogy, like the CGI now, I mean, some of it is impressive, but a lot of it is kind of not good. But I mean, it has a charm to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of stands out at times. But, you know, there are some very cool designs of some of the new ships. That's one thing I really nerd out for with Star Wars is the ships. I have a fleet. They're in a bin right now. They were on my desk at work but I've been remote for almost 4 years now. So, but I remember on the N64, Rogue Squadron?
Yes.
Where you got to fly all the different, different kinds of ships, and they all handled differently. So, you know, flying an X-Wing is way different than flying a Y, which is the bomber. All right. Oof.
What?
You get an attack, a bomb, an attempt on Amidala's life right off the bat here.
Oh, man. They're starting the stakes right here.
Yeah. Business picks up quickly. But yeah, so just going down. So we got Natalie Portman returning as Padme. We have Ewan McGregor returning as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hayden Christensen takes over as, what's it called? Is that Rose Byrne right there?
I think it is.
Yeah, that's Rose Byrne. Dorman.
I forgot she was in this movie.
Yeah, that is Rose Byrne. Yeah, Rose Byrne. And also in the first one, we had Keira Knightley. So Hayden Christensen takes over as Anakin because now it's 10 years later. He's, Jake Lloyd is, kind of aged out of the part. We got Frank Oz returning as Yoda. Ian McDiarmid returns. But we got some new characters. I mean, Ahmed Best also returns as Jar Jar. We get Christopher Lee joining Star Wars as Count Dooku. We get Samuel Jackson as Mace Windu. We get Temuera Morrison as Jango Fett. So, I mean, people pop. What was your reaction to when we heard that Samuel Jackson was going to be in Star Wars?
Well, I was excited by it because, I mean, obviously, Sam Jackson, a big name at the time, but it was like, I mean, you got Sam Jackson and Liam Neeson in Phantom Menace. It was kind of like, oh man, this is going to be something.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. I totally had a faux pas. Yeah. He wasn't the first one. That's right. but yeah, so we get introduced to some more Jedis though in the background here.
Kit Fisto, my main man.
That's right. We get Queen Amidala entering here. Another thing I enjoy too about she's still alive. There's Rose Byrne, actually.
Oh.
So it wasn't Dorme that died. Pretty amazing.
That's what you think.
A certain senator. In grave danger you are.
I gotta say, I like that they made Yoda completely CGI much better than the puppet in Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Because that puppet was just terrible.
It was rough. It was rough on that. So the thing, too, is, you know, we knew that we had the, you know, the, what's it called, Darth Sidious. But now we're wondering, going into this movie, who the new apprentice is going to be, all right? Because there's always two, a master and an apprentice. Where do you land on Natalie Portman's acting? Are you one of those people that think she's like so like wooden?
No. I know Scott's not going to like me for that, but whatever.
It's okay.
Listen, we're all entitled to our wrong opinions.
Yeah.
But yeah, here's Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Yeah. So yeah, now Anakin is now taller than Obi-Wan. It's funny is how much love he's getting now.
Yeah.
You know, now he's returning. It's similar to Andrew Garfield's getting all the love for when his return to Spider-Man as well. It's pretty funny, I think. People have come to appreciate them better more now.
Well, especially because No Way Home is like the rare example. Because I did that when me and Chico did the Spider-Man mm-hmm. series leading up to No Way Home. It's rare that like another movie gives like new appreciation for the other movie that at the time was considered terrible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's kind of the thing with Hayden's performance in the Obi-Wan series.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I absolutely loved that Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus a couple of years
ago. Oh, it was tremendous. The Star Wars Disney, all the Star Wars, I mean, some people have crapped on Book of Boba Fett, but I really loved it. You know, I thought it was great. I think they made a mistake though, because it was it's still part of the Mandalorian, so they should have called it the Mandalorian : the Book of Boba Fett. Yeah, because then people would have gone in with expectations, because everybody's like, this is, where's Grogu, where's, you know, Din Djarin, and people I think were a little disappointed, but I really did enjoy it. Well, we had a Wookiee assassin, and then we had Hutts. We had all, you know, we had Rancors. It was great. I don't know. I think whoever took on the role of Anakin had an uphill battle with I think the fans. No matter who it was, really. I mean, it's smart. I think it, though, was smart to cast a relatively unknown. I don't think Hayden Christensen had done much before.
I remember he was, like, on a Fox Family show called Higher Ground. And
oh, God.
And trust me, that is on my submission list for it was a thing on TV, so. Maybe for a Star Wars day down the line.
Yeah. Look, if you're looking for obscure TV references, this is the right pod for you guys tonight. Oof.
Oh, I bet you have.
Yeah. You know, we get the little bit of the weirdness here, going from, you know, a little kid Anakin with his little friendship crush on Padme to being like, you know, tall, dark, and handsome, basically, now. All right. Get our intro to Jango Fett here. Everybody popped. They're like, oh, Boba Fett. So, I'm trying to think. Who is this character? It's not Zam Weasel, is it? I'm trying to think who this person is. I do dig though that we get to actually go into, I guess, the main part of Coruscant. The fact that it's a planet, that's a city, that's an entire planet, basically.
I believe that was Zamweezel.
Oh, Zamweezel, okay. I'm looking on IMDb and she's got blonde hair, so let me make sure I'm looking at the right actress here. Yeah, I could see in the face. Yeah, we were supposed to get there was talk of a Bounty Hunter series at one point, but I think that's what turned into Book of Boba Fett, I think. Because it was supposed to be like some kind of rogues gallery or something. I don't know. You know, you think about the casting of Hayden Christensen, but can you think of any more perfect casting than Ewan McGregor?
Oh, no.
Young Obi-Wan? I mean, he just is so damn good. Because he has a good serious face. He's got the great delivery with some of his sarcastic lines, which we will get later on.
I love the scene in like 3 when he sees the scene of what Anakin does. And it's like, yeah. I can't watch. It's like, that's a great scene.
Uh oh. We got something going on here. We got some kind of like little droid here breaking in. Thank God R2's here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, what is that? That's some creepy...
Ew.
Ugh, that's some... Oh. I get Night of the... What is it? Night of the Crawler? Crawl Creep? Whatever. That was that one horror movie. I think I saw it on USA Up All Night, where it was, like, these little, like, slug things that would, like, go into people, to their mouths, and then, like, take them over and make them basically zombies.
Now, USA Up All Night, I want to be clear, Andy. Was it... A Rhonda Shear episode, or was it a Gilbert Gottfried episode?
I want to say, I think it was Rhonda Shear. I don't think I really watched it much after Gilbert took over. That's up there with one of my two favorite bad movies on there, with Sorority Babes and the Slime Bowl-O-Rama. That movie still gives me nightmares, and it's so bad. Damn, those are some big ass like millipede centipede things. That's some pretty good lightsaber control there.
Oh yeah.
You know, to avoid hitting her. Look at Obi-Wan just jumping out the window.
Oh my god.
That is, you know, Jedi's is powerful, but damn. And Coruscant's got a, you know, probably has the same gravity as Earth. So it's like, you falling fast.
Oh, you're falling like way deep. Like, is there even ground on Coruscant?
I don't know. Is it just like the buildings go one way to the planet to the other? I'd like to see the schematics of this planet. Jedi poo poo, he says. Now we got to see some of Anakin's like early pilot skills in the last one, so you knew he's gonna be able to hold his own here.
I'm curious, what is advertising on these billboards?
I don't know.
Like some energy drink, maybe some Coruscant energy drink that's very hot. I don't know.
Maybe some of those seedy places you saw in Andor. God, they got their own version of like Prime on Coruscant. Like, yeah, I was like, how tall are these damn buildings on this planet? That's the thing. Oof. And Obi-Wan hates flying. A little sarcasm there from Anakin. Yeah. And then Anakin went from like kind of like a snot-nosed kid, but like he's got fairly arrogant fairly quickly in his Jedi training.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, geez, going straight down. Guess that's the bottom of Coruscant there. Yeesh. It's like a theme park ride. I know there is a scene on Star Tours, Disney's Hollywood Studios, but I didn't get that last time I was on there. I know there's a Coruscant. Part to that. It's like random.
They've updated it now with the sequels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've added more like locations. But it's like it's always random on like what like I think two or three you get. I mean the other two, I mean it's not even in Galaxy's Edge because it was there beforehand. It's like kind of like on the other side of the park. But have you been to Galaxy's Edge down there?
I have not been to Galaxy's Edge. Actually, the last time I was at Disney was 97 in Florida. So I was at the original Star Tours. So.
Animal Kingdom wasn't even open yet.
Oh.
That opened in 98.
I would love to go back to Disney just because I want to see the Guardians ride at Epcot.
Yeah, they were building it last time I was there in 2021. But yeah, but that and the Millennium Falcon ride, Smuggler's Run is great, but Rise of Resistance, oh my God, it is an experience.
Holy everyone shit. Everyone loves that.
Yeah, it's just insane, like how immersive it is. That's what it is. So, I guess the car chase is oh boy.
Oh!
I hate it when he does that. That's some skillful fall in there. That is some impeccable timing to fall exactly on her speeder there. I was about to quote Buzz Lightyear. Or was it? Or Woody was like, that's not flying, that's falling with style. Oh boy.
Ooh.
That'll, look at that. There's some impeccable timing here in this catching, Obi-Wan catching his lightsaber there.
Well, when you're a Jedi Knight, you have to have impeccable timing.
Yeah. Or coincidental timing, convenient timing. You want to say it? Oh, that's a ragtag bunch. So I guess we're down on the ground level.
This is the ground level, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oof. That's a bit of a crash there.
Ooh.
More human-like people than I would think. It's like the Unaccountable Iran. Now it's a foot race. Yeah, I found a pretty good parking spot there, Obi-Wan.
Yeah. I love that these ground level scenes, they kind of like have a Blade Runner-esque vibe here.
Yeah, for sure. Almost like Biff Tannen's future.
Oh, the Pleasure Palace. Yeah. Too.
Yeah, it looks like all the advertising is for like musicians or drinks or Star Wars brothels, if you will, even. Oh boy, Anakin gets a lecture before going into the bar.
Why do I get the feeling you're going to be the death of me? That's the end of that.
That's foreshadowing there. Oh my god, that looks like that video game. Oh, what was it?
Cyberball.
Yes, I loved that game. And then if you didn't get it in 4 downs, you blew up. Ball, what was it? Level critical. This is like the nightclub version of Mos Eisley Cantina.
Yeah. Oh, the Death Sticks guy.
If you want to go home, rethink your life. I think the guy that we just passed out going into the bar, I think that was Ahmed Best, the voice of Jar Jar.
Yeah.
He's also getting love now, too, when he should have been Ahsoka.
That's right, yeah. Well, in Mandalorian Season 3.
Was that Mando Season 3? I guess they all blend together.
Yeah, because he saved Grogu in that one scene.
Yeah. Ooh. Damn.
I think we just saw Anthony Daniels there in a blink of your miss it cameo.
I think you're right there. Jedi business. Y'all need to like relax. Playing good cop, bad cop there. Basically. Damn. Oof.
Ooh.
What did that do? Like, just age her? Like, insanely fast? Toxic Tar. How'd you figure that out, Quincy? I always get a Jetsons vibe, too, when I see the ships like that. Yeesh. I remember that Jedi Master over there. Like, looked like a snail. We got the Paracephalus dinosaur behind him. I think in Jurassic Park, Lost World Jurassic Park, he called him Elvis because he had, like, his pompadour for a head. Oh boy. Now we start getting the seeds planting in Anakin's head here by the senator, chancellor, whatever hell he is now at this point, Palpatine. basically telling him all the things he wants to hear. Stuff that, you know, Obi-Wan's not saying, because Obi-Wan's trying to teach him the right way. He just got his own little hovercraft here. It's like Grogu's thing. Pretty impressive the way they're fixing that window already.
Oh yeah, quick work these home improvement guys here on Coruscant.
Yeah, the supers. Coruscant. Yeah, that sounds like a comedy. Isn't there like an alternate story where Jar Jar becomes like a Sith or something?
Yeah, there's some. I think there might be some fan fiction or something. I don't know.
I can't see that. What is with the, you know, this family, the women in this family with these hairstyles here?
Oh, Leia Madala with the.
I don't know what those are. You know, Leia had like Danishes. What are those? Those look like croissants, maybe.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. He's basically like pleading his case here. Like, I'm not this little kid anymore. He's also whining like a little baby.
Yeah.
A little like what? Like I'm looking at something I want to.
Yeah.
Know. A little sum. Just trying to put the moves on already there, Anakin, huh?
Well, to quote Randy Savage, he's had lust in his heart for years.
Yeah, sure. Anakin's
going to okay. Listen. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he'll totally do that, Obi-Wan.
Have you met him? That does not look like a comfortable outfit that Dorme's got on there. She looks so out of
breath. No.
They look like child brides being like child couple being like sent off. don't know if those, how comfortable those transports are. Oh, look, there's a diner.
Oh, yes, this is Dex's Diner.
Yes, which I think they should put in down by the Star Wars land and at Disney.
Oh, everyone would go to Dex's Diner.
I know. Some missing opportunity here. Although, Oga's Cantina is pretty good. Oh, Jawa juice. Ooh, it's coming from Jawas.
I kind of appreciate this because it's kind of like, if you know Lucas, he's like a big 50s guy. So it's like...
A little nod to American Graffiti here. It actually looks like they're from the outside of the diner on Sacred Heart University that they have over there, which I never knew was there until I went on an open house recently with my son.
If you actually play the original Lego Star Wars game on the PS2, this is actually like your main hub when you play the game.
Oh, nice. I still have to start the Skywalker Saga Lego game on PS5. It's getting a little schooling here from Dex here. I think Dex knows a lot more than most people in the in Star Wars here.
Yeah, I kind of wonder what his deal is. He must have done something before he owned this diner.
Yeah. Or it could be a front.
Oh, yeah, that is true. No one expects the diner owner.
Come on, you knew Mel was probably into something. Come on. This is the Jedi Library here?
Yeah.
The bus of the great Jedis of the past. Kamino. It's going to be a very important place. Especially if you watch Bad Batch. Have you watched that?
I saw like the first half of the first season. I didn't complete it. So.
Oh, it's very good.
I'm right now trying to do the whole Defender saga, since I never watched the entire thing except Jessica Jones season one all the way through. So I'm currently rewatching Jessica Jones season one right now. Trying to rewatch all of them before the new Daredevil on Disney Plus.
Okay. Yeah. I remember I got a found a thing online, the order you're supposed to watch them in, since I totally forgot. And I watched, I think it was last year I watched them all. I was doing, I do the treadmill, you know, in the morning before work. So I do like one episode and I was able to go through all of them. Like they have to be down dwindling with the common folk, not traveling as royalty, staying inconspicuous. Oh boy.
Oh.
It's like he just wills her into this.
Oh yeah. This is like in 2024. It's like, these younglings, they don't know what they're in store for in a couple of years.
Oh boy. Oh, the poor younglings. Lost Planet. I do. One of my favorite parts of Star Wars is the planet hopping. You know, how each and every planet is like different. There's no two planets alike.
Yeah. Like, there isn't like two forest like planets. Like, Endor is the only one.
I mean, Kashyyyk is more jungle.
Oh, yeah.
There's little differences. I mean, when you play like some of the newer Star Wars games too, there's some really cool planet hopping in there. Like Fallen Order was fun. But yeah, you actually go to Kashyyyk in that one.
I just heard they're remaking the original Battlefront games.
Yes.
Or remastering them, because we had the reboot games from EA like almost 10 years ago now.
Yeah, EA, I think, just canceled the new Star Wars game because they're going to have layoffs.
It seems every gaming company's having layoffs these days.
Yeah, I know Sony just laid off a bunch. I wouldn't mind a remastered Shadows of the Empire. That was a fun game. Dash Rendar.
Yeah, I would love for that to be considered Star Wars canon in the new timeline.
It's not?
Yeah, because everything like prior to the sequel trilogy is all the old EU stuff is like not. Although they have brought certain things. They now have Thrawn in and everything. So
love Thrawn.
Yeah, so they might reintroduce Dash Rendar at some point. That would be great.
Okay. Because I know Cal Kestis is canon from Fallen Order and the new game, which I haven't played yet. And we're back on Naboo. Looks like a very like Roman architecture, kind of seems like.
Yeah, I always like the look of Naboo.
It's a very affluent planet. Well, this part of the planet, at least. Not where the Gungans are. The new queen.
Oh, damn it, Newt Gunroy, he's still in charge.
They always look miserable, all the maidens. You did not just call me a Padawan.
No.
Tell me you didn't just call me a Padawan. Oof. She just laid the law down there. I do love the wipes. Of the transitions. Now this kind of blew my mind when we see Kamino. It's basically a water planet. I would not want to live there. It looks miserable. It's just rain all the time. Imagine what's living in the water there. There's always a bigger fish. as one tall ass alien.
Yes.
He's expected. Yeah. In Bad Batch, we do go back to Kamino a lot. It's actually a big part of the plot. Because it's all about the kind of like the reject clones.
Yeah.
Like those, you know, like when you go to like a buffet, breakfast buffet, and they make the Belgian waffles, those are the ones like they throw off to the side that are not, just not right. Wouldn't mind having a chair coming out of the ceiling.
Oh no.
Sifo Dyas. Assuming the identity of a dead Jedi. Was Sifo Dyas in the first movie?
I don't remember. I'm sure it might be explained in one of the EU books, maybe.
Obi-Wan quickly trying to play along here with them. This looks like Como in Italy here. Not bad digs.
No. Oh, I think we're going to get it, Andy. I think we're going to get this. Oh, the sand! Well, I wonder, does Anakin like the sand?
I don't think so, but I don't like sand.
Oh, he doesn't like sand. Because it's coarse and rough and irritating. It gets. I agree, Anakin. I do not like sand at all.
Is there anyone that likes sand?
No! Especially when it gets in your shoes.
Yeah. Just everywhere. Then you like, you know, you go to the beach and you think that you like you rinse it all off, but nope, still finds a way.
No.
Still giving her the look. Oh. That didn't take long.
Oh, that was it. It took about, how long are we into this movie? Like, almost an hour or a half hour?
It took like a day and a half.
It took a day and a half for this horn dog Padawan to get it on.
Well, he's not in yet. He's making progress here. That is quite the operation here. Yes, we're getting the first look into how the clones are bred here. It's a lot of the same looking person.
Oh.
Hmm, an unaltered clone.
Unaltered clone, huh?
They're getting fitted for their clone uniforms there. Do clones have better or worse aim than stormtroopers? Try to figure that out.
Probably better aim.
Nobody has worse aim than stormtroopers. That is a lot of clones. Yeah, you learn a lot about the whole thing with Order 66 and all that stuff in Bad Batch also as well. We get the meme here. Again, with the shit on the side of the head. Like she's wearing earmuffs. There's some tall grass to be sitting in there. Now they're talking politics. If I ran the zoo, this is what I would do. Dictatorship. Well, if it works, what's the problem here? I don't see the issue.
Now I can't think about this scene without thinking of the meme.
Yeah. Jeez, what are those things? Watch where you're stepping. Lord knows what the hell these things are dropping in the field. Oof. Oh, jeez.
Oof.
He just gets trampled. They look like very bloated. Like I don't even know what these things are. Doesn't look like much of a hill to roll down there. Do you think the Kaminoans can breathe underwater?
Maybe, I don't know.
Because you would think you fall off that thing, you're pretty much screwed. We got our first introduction of Boba Fett here. But who's kind of an asshole kid? Looking at us like you're on the worst cruise ever. Something's going on here. Can you speak a Mandalorian to him?
Oh, but he's never heard of Master Cypher Diaz.
Tyrannus. Who is Tyrannus? Oh, no, as cool as Darth Vader is, I kind of like Darth Tyrannus. It's like a game of chicken going on here. Django can picking up on that. Something's afoot. Ugh, this scene. Who eats a pear with a fork and a knife?
Well, this is outer space, Andy. It's like there's different rules.
It's like eating a Snickers. How do you eat it? With your hands? I don't know if that's really a pear, but space pear. I don't know what you want to call it. They got nothing better to eat than food. Look at this outfit she's got on.
Oh.
I mean, she must have worn like 3 or 4 outfits in the same day.
Yeah, it's on par with Miss Elizabeth at WrestleMania 4.
Fire going. You know, dressed in black here. Showing a bit of skin. Oh boy.
Oh.
That kiss you nurse should give me basically blue balls. See, he's describing it pretty good. Tormenting me, everything. It's just not possible. You were a little boy last movie. Come on.
Yeah, what's the age difference? Like 5, 6 years?
Something like that. I think he's like 8 or 10 in the first movie, and she's like 15. Something like that. So it's 10 years later. But I think, you know, now that they're older, yeah, the age difference isn't as much. I think it's just...
No.
Just it's back-to-back movies where it happens.
Although I gotta give respect to the fact that they had, like, an older woman in the relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very progressive.
Well, Star Wars is nothing but progressive, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, progressive for 2002.
Yeah. Oh, we could do it, just not tell anybody.
Oh. It'll be their little secret.
Mm-hmm.
They won't tell anyone. So the Jedi'll never know. they'll never know that Padme dressed up so sexy for Anakin that it's like, oh, we'll have this secret relationship.
Yeah, very much. It's very bright on Kamino inside. It's like being in a hospital. Huh. can give an umbrella? Like, what the fuck? Oh. Care of old folks. So. Wait. The captioning read care of old folks home.
Yeah, it did for me too.
That's weird. That doesn't look like something Obi-Wan would say. This was in the trailer. I remember the Jango Fett. Everybody's like, oh my god, is that related to Boba? I'm getting Yoda's wheel spinning here. Yeah, bring him here? I don't think so. Easier said than done. Trying to get Aquaman's father there is not going to be easy.
Oh man, Anakin's having these freaky ass nightmares.
Yeah, about his mom, Shmi. It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
They're on Naboo. Look at her. Now she's coming out basically in a nightgown. At least she doesn't have her hair with, like, shit on the side. The presence is soothing, huh? There's something he'd like her to soothe.
Oh.
Oh boy. He's having some visions there. Oh boy, he's going to desert his post.
Oh. He's still out there in the rain, Obi-Wan. Oh, no, this is Jango, right?
Oh, yeah, Jango and Boba. Now, they changed the name of the ship.
Oh. You know,
because it used to be called Slave One.
Oh, that's right, because they can't call it that anymore.
Yeah, so they just call it Boba Fett's ship now, if you ever look at, like, Lego or whatever. Oof. Oof. Bob was pretty adept there firing the guns there. Oof. What do you want with the hand-to-hand combat here? Now he lost his lightsaber. Whoop. Let's just toss him overboard. Ooh, there goes the jetpack. Oh, damn. Oh, shit. He realizes that they're attached.
Oh.
Whoop.
I've heard about hanging on by a thread, but this is ridiculous.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's quite the fall there. Again, that Jedi precision there. I mean, not a bad fight. It's still one of the coolest ships in all Star Wars, I think. It's because of the way it flies.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
Okay, we're back on Tatooine here.
Got Banthas, all those other smelly things. Driver speaking Huttese. That was the one thing about, like, Book of Boba Fett. After watching that, Mando was like, we got to get away from Tatooine for a little while. Oh, look, it's Watto.
Yeah.
Hey, let me help you with that. Hey. Sabubo is he always win. I didn't do it, I swear. Oh, he recognizes him. He's like, I figured you out. The last 10 years have not been kind of Watto.
No.
There's flies everywhere. I was trying to call in a favor.
Lars.
Did you ever see the YouTube video years ago, Troops?
Yes.
YouTube. Very funny. They go to a domestic disturbance between Lars and Beru. I love that Lucas let people do, you know, fan stuff without worrying about copyright. As long as you didn't profit from it, he was okay with it.
Oh, now this is the scene I remember seeing in the theater that I was, like, really impressed by when we...
Yeah. Yeah, with the anytime they go into an asteroid field, it's usually pretty cool in Star Wars.
Oof. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
If you actually have the Attack of the Clones DVD, the original one from 02, there's actually a great bonus feature with Ben Burtt about the making of this scene.
It's definitely very cool.
I don't think it's appreciated how great Ben Burtt was with all these sound effects. I mean, obviously you know about the R2-D2 beeps and the lightsabers, mm-hmm. but it's like all the other little sound effects like he did.
Yeah.
Makes these movies great.
Well, it's just the complete package. I mean, just everything just comes together when it comes to Star Wars. You know, between the soundtrack, the effects, you know, both sound and, you know, the visually, you know, not always 100%, but still pretty cool. So I hate flying. Yeah, I was looking at the trivia on IMDb, and they had something in there about this scene with that what does it say? According to George Lucas, Obi-Wan hiding in Geonosis asteroid field teaches young Boba Fett a lesson that he uses to his advantage during adulthood, having learned how Obi-Wan hid from him and his father Boba. His father, Boba, knows the trick that that Han Solo uses to hide in Star Wars Episode 5, Empire, and is able to find him.
Oh. So you learned it from watching Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Where did you learn it? From you, Obi-Wan. I learned it from watching you. Get the, you know, don't do drugs PSA reference there.
That's what you think.
Yeah. Oh, no, there he is. He hiding. Now we get to Geonosis, which is basically like a giant mining colony for the most part, from what I understand, what I remember. But it's both like techie and, you know, kind of outback like.
Yeah.
These little like dome pods things here. That ship's been a little worse for wear there. Obi-Wan hasn't been gone to like the most favorable conditions in these planets he's been visiting. Lots of sand.
No, it's gonna get everywhere for Anakin.
That's a familiar little homestead, huh?
Oh.
The Maker, he calls them. He's still the only actor to have appeared in like every one of them, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. We got Joel Edgerton here.
Yeah, that's right.
On the younger side. As Uncle Owen.
That was one of the best things about the Obi-Wan series, is they brought him back as Uncle Owen in that.
Yeah. Now, Beru, that's Bonnie Peace. Peace is the actress. I don't know if I've ever seen her in anything else.
I also believe she reprised the role in the Obi-Wan series.
Let's look at her IMDb here. Nothing anybody's really heard of here. I feel like maybe some British stuff, maybe. She's Australian, actually.
Oh, okay. Actually, now that I think about it, wasn't Attack of the Clones mostly shot at the Fox Studios in Australia?
Yeah, I think a lot of this prequel stuff was shot down there.
I think they would have just opened the Australian studio there.
Yeah. So this is Kleeg Lars. This is Owen's father. The whole family tree.
It's actually now the Fox Studios Australia is now the Disney Studios Australia, since they obviously bought 20th Century.
Huh. I just gotta go out there and stare. Looks like she's cosplaying as Princess Jasmine there with that outfit.
Oh man, I'm looking up the some of the movies that were shot at the Fox Studios Australia. One of the movies shot there in 2003, Kangaroo Jack.
Oh good God, that's terrible.
X-Men Origins Wolverine and the Wolverine were also shot there too.
Oh boy.
Well, the Wolverine's great. X-Men Origins Wolverine, not so much, but. At least now we'll get a proper Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Yes, thank God. Looks really cool from the trailer. I guess some Jawas showing up.
Yep.
Actually get to see inside in a different way into their crawler. Back here on Geonosis. Geonosis is a little creepy at times, I think. The heck was here at one point? Still building droids, though. And maybe moving over to clones.
Roger, roger.
Yeah, these things are creepy, these flying things. Oh, we get these guys back again.
But I really appreciate the fact they got Christopher Lee in this.
Yes.
This was like a resurgence for Christopher Lee at this time, because he was doing this and the Lord of the Rings movies.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's a nice little connection to the Hammer horror universe, since Peter Cushing was in A New Hope, so.
True. Techno Union Army. Banking client. He looks like his head was squeezed.
I like how out there some of these aliens are. It's like...
This is kind of like the, you know, the Legion of Doom to the Hall of Justice for the Jedis.
Yeah. By the way, Andy, I don't know if you saw, but I heard that for the new Superman movie that James Gunn is doing, I heard that they're going to be shooting at the actual location that inspired the Hall of Justice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, if you go to Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey, there's a ride there, Justice League, and the building is the Hall of Justice.
Oh.
It's very cool to see, actually.
I'm very much looking forward to the Superman James Gunn movie when that comes out.
Yeah.
But, oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. It's funny, after this, you know, after what happens here.
Sorry, oh, yeah. Now you see the beginning of him going nuts.
Yeah. What's funny is, you know, the portrayals we get of the Sand People, you know, here, how they actually kind of like humanize them in Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, because it's like you don't know really much about the Sand People. It's just, they're just Sand People.
Yeah. They're just these tribes of, you know, kind of brutes that just will kill or whatever anything that comes into their territory. He just makes it in time for her to breathe her last breath. Yeah, boy. Oh, he pissed.
Oh.
Damn. He don't care who it is. We got a little Liam Neeson here in the voiceover.
I love how in the Obi-Wan series, like, the whole freaking time, Qui-Gon was just, like, in that one place waiting for him. Like, he didn't do anything else. He just was standing in that one place waiting for him the whole series.
Basically. Oh, boy. You always feeling that disturbance in the Force there. Meanwhile, on the other side of the galaxy. Anakin's not on Naboo, though. Oh, you're not alone. These Geonosians, man. Oof. What in the blazes is he doing on Tatooine? That's one thing Lucas always liked, having like little creatures in the corners. Way to go. That look he gives him.
Oh, look, she brought the blue milk.
Which is much better than the green milk from what I remember. At Galaxy's Edge. And you can get them with booze, too.
Oh.
Had that with a Ronto wrap. It was basically like a pork sausage with like shredded pork roast with some slaw on like a pita. It was good. Very hippie outfit there Padme's got on now.
You hear that, squirrel?
Uh-oh. Seeds of the heel turn have been planted. I killed them. I killed them all.
All dead.
Yeah, it didn't matter who they were. Oh boy.
Anakin, I don't think you should be saying this.
Yeah. The only good sand person is a dead sand person. That's basically what he's saying.
He hates the sand people, just like how he hates sand. He treated them like sand.
He treats them like sand. I am no human. I am a Jedi, he says. It's her memorial. So they also shot this in Tunisia as well. Seville, you got London, China, Vancouver, San Diego, Italy on Lake Como, which I thought that. So they shot this in shit ton of places.
Yeah, all over.
So in addition to introducing a digital camera, it also emphasized digital doubles as computer-generated models that doubled for actors. And they traditionally stunt doubles, too. So AI was added already back then.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering how, since this was all digital, I wonder what this was, like, the, it was shot in. Because obviously it couldn't be, like, 4K. I don't think 2K or 4K even existed back in 02.
No. No, we were still doing SD and TV, so.
So maybe 1080 at most?
525, you know. Well, maybe a little higher than that. I mean, HD channels really didn't start launching until like 2006, 2007. I know that's when like History HD launched, was in 2007.
I'm sure they've, like, up-converted this for the 4K Blu-ray. Because I remember, like, there was this one theater out in Long Island, and I had to go all the way to Farmingdale to see it, because there were like only about 50 theaters in the country that were able to show this digitally that had the means to have it. And I think everywhere else, like the other like 3,000-something theaters, just had the regular old-ass film version.
Oh, projectors. Farmingdale's where my aunt and uncle live.
Yeah. The UA.
Ah.
Which is... Now, of course, the UA theater brand is now owned by Regal.
Oh. Well, thankfully, we got AMC theaters up here now.
The closest AMC by me is all the way out in Stony Brook.
Oof.
Yeah.
We were the theaters in this part of Connecticut were mostly owned by Bowtie Cinemas, and then AMC bought them.
Yeah.
A few years ago, so I'm telling you, I love AMC Stubbs. A-list. They have the, you know, the Stubbs, whatever, line, your own line for concessions and stuff like that. I feel like George Clooney in Up in the Air when he, like, goes up there and just does his thing and, you know, people, like, complain. Like, I see, like, 20 people online and there's just me. A-list, there you go. Sorry. You pay $20-something a month, you could do this too. There's Count Dooku. The traitor. I'm reading this little like trivia on Palpatine. It sounds like he's like Serpentor from G.I. Joe, the way Lucas like envisioned him. You know, his rise to power is similar to Hitler. You know, he's also compared to Octavian and Napoleon Bonaparte. So it's got a lot of these you know, leaders in him.
What?
Of a Sith Lord, Darth Sidious. Interesting. Finally, we get the exposition we needed. Ah, sure, that's a pity. So what do you think this got on Rotten Tomatoes when it came out?
I'm going to guess around a 50 to 55.
65%. You weren't far off.
Oh, I'm surprised I actually got above 60.
Yeah. Critical consensus was that this benefited from an increased emphasis on thrilling action, although they're once again undercut by ponderous plot points and underdeveloped characters. Which I think that's the big flaw of the prequel trilogy, is all this Senate discussion and Trade Federation cockamamie. I think it kind of slows it down at times.
Sure.
It made $30.1 million on its opening day. $6 million of that was from midnight screenings.
Wonder how much more it would do today with now that you have the Thursday screenings.
Oh, that's true. It made $116 million its first 4 days, making it the second fastest film to approach the $100 million mark behind Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's right, because Spider-Man was out at this time, too. It would have been, would have been out what, 2 weeks before this, maybe?
Possibly, yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Because I remember it came out early May.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the two big DVDs that holiday season in 02 were this movie and Spider-Man.
Yes.
Because if you did not have those in your Christmas tree for Christmas 02, if you're brand new DVD player, yeah.
So it grossed $310 million plus in North America and almost $339 million overseas for a worldwide total of just under $650 million.
I think it's made some additional money since, because I think during the pandemic, they've re-released some of the movies for theaters that weren't having any movies out. Mm-hmm.
Well, they were supposed to be re-releasing all the movies at one point. I remember when my kids were little, I took them to see Episode One in the theater during a re-release.
Oh, they were going to do the 3D conversions of all the movies.
Yeah. I remember my son, who barely sat still for movies, he was like 5 or whatever at the time, sat the entire time through Phantom Menace. Didn't want to get up once, which was amazing for him at that time.
I know they did do 3D conversions of this and Sif, but Disney didn't put them out. But they did, for one of the Star Wars celebrations, they did show the 3D versions for the people in attendance.
Oof. Goddamn giant buggy things. Like, nah, forget about the droids. This is like out of a video game.
This scene. Yeah. Here.
Like, you gotta time your jumps and what have you. Ooh. That bug got squashed.
No.
Oh, boy. How's Padme going to get through this? Yeesh. Mm. Thank God she doesn't trip on that cape. Anakin's just busting his way through. Oh, boy. R2 just, like, pushes him off. Giant creepy robot there. Now this kind of, like, since when did R2-D2 fly? He could have broke that out whenever he wanted to in the original trilogy, but he doesn't. Oof.
Ooh.
That can't be good. Oh, jeez.
Oh!
This was a bit silly on this part. With the head swap in here with 3PO. Oh no, I'm so confused. Oof. Oh.
Oh. That's...
she's gonna... Looks like she might get hit with some liquid hot magma. The possibility of a horrible smelting accident. Oof. He's really getting stuck there. Oh boy. That'd be quite the ending if she gets hit with the magma. Oh, R2 saves it at the last moment here.
Yay.
Hmm. And just drops her. Oof.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's broke. The lightsaber broke.
Oh, no. Not again. Oh, I think the jig is up. Oh, these are some badass. These droids are badass because they have the force fields and all that. Get a very Roman Colosseum feel here. With the feeding them to the lions almost. This is probably my favorite part of the whole movie is this upcoming scene. I've been dying a little bit every day since you came back into my life. That escalated quickly.
Oh. Well, I guess things have changed.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. What the hell has Anakin done to make her fall in love with him, really? He's been whining. He's been complaining.
I don't know. Maybe some women have a fetish for that.
I guess. Aww. Oof. That's a lot of Geonosians. Quite an interesting society they must have. Miss me, master? Basically, that's the look he gives him. That man, her classic outfit there. Where did she get that? That's my favorite line.
Good effort. Good job.
They were decided to come rescue. Good job.
Yeah, the execution.
Yeah. We get three very different creatures coming out here. First, we get like this tank-like thing, the horns, what have you. Then we get this big crab thing, lizard spider hybrid. And we get this badass cat thing. This thing, there's a lot of them in Jedi Fallen Order that you have to kind of face. They pop up. See these other people like, that's not the job I'd want, is to push these towards the victims. They also remind me of creatures you find in Jurassic World Alive, which is a mobile game I play. Basically, it's Pokemon Go with dinosaurs for the most part. Padme. Oof. I like how they're each kind of like partnered off with a creature here now. Good thing she got to the top, or else she would have been sitting duck at the bottom. Ooh.
Ooh.
That has to hurt. They're all cheering. Yes, that's very good. This thing's trying to stop him. He's like, whoa, Bessie, whoa. I think it's nasty. Ooh.
Ooh.
Gives a good kick. She can't do that. Shoot her or something. Oh. Oh boy. Oh. Just runs right into the column. That's pretty weak there. Trying to do that damn mind control. Oof.
Ooh.
He's just like, I'm just gonna kill this thing while I'm here. All right, Anakin's got control of this creature. Can't imagine how long it took to actually animate and render this whole scene,
especially for the early aughts.
Yeah. Ooh. Damn! He just takes it out with like one hit.
Yeah.
Now he just pissed it off, Obi-Wan. He's like, oh shit. Like, oh, we're gonna cheat here. Viceroy is just not happy.
No.
Send in the droids. That's cheating. Uh-oh. The purple lightsaber.
Oh.
Wouldn't that happen if he didn't ask for it? Huh? What? Look at all these Jedis. Dooku just stays so calm. Oh, more big ass droids. Jango with the flamethrower there. My robe's on fire. Jedis, assemble. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Wonder if somebody, there's got to be a video out there somewhere where somebody like kind of like lined up the Avengers music with this scene.
Possibly.
Yeah, that'd be a mashup I'd like to see. Damn, the droids be getting destroyed here. It's 3PO.
Oh, gee.
Back to back. Good thing he just shot his head off. Oh, that Jedi's gone. Jango with the fancy gun work there. Oof. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. Oof. Django has a rough go over here. Getting trampled. Ooh.
Ah.
Takes it out one shot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Off with his head.
Damn.
That's why you don't mess with Sam.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought his death would be cooler. I mean, it is kind of cool, but, you know. It's like, I don't want to shoot you. And a big asteroid falls on him. Oof. All right, let's just hide in here. I call it aggressive negotiations.
Ow. Oh, good. He's going to surgically take the head out.
Oh boy, the Jedis are kind of getting cornered here. They're trapped. I doubt that. Uh-oh. We did. Comes Yoda with the cavalry here.
Oh,
the first
time he went to the clone planet
to Kamino, yeah,
Kamino to get the clones.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do belong to the Jedi Council.
Oh yeah, so he was probably like, well, there are property, so he might as well take all the clones.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we get introduced into any individual clones until the next movie. With Commander Cody.
Commander Cody, yes.
And Captain Rex. I have both of their helmets. Well, Lego versions of them.
I did appreciate Commander Cody, the reference to the 50s movie serial. Commander Cody and the Radar Men from the Moon.
There you go. I had a peculiar dream.
Oh.
Is the head still in the helmet?
Oh, that would be creepy as hell.
That is kind of gross. Gotta get after Dooku. Oh boy, that's gonna mess this planet up.
Oof. Ah!
Oh, we're going to the war room with the bad guys. The viceroys. Ooh. That went down. We got some walkers now. He's like, yeah, sure. That big spider bot there. Yoda taking control here. Still amazing to see what we learned to be, you know, the bad guys.
Yeah.
That are actually on the good side in this trilogy, at least up to this point. You know, because all those, you know, walkers are traditionally known for Imperial, you know, stormtroopers, which, you know, the clones become later on. Yeah, Viceroy's like, we out. Geonosian leader's like, not having it either. Ooh, the ultimate weapon. What could that be?
Oh.
That's no moon. This is actually a pretty decent long battle scene here. You know, it transitions from a fight scene to a battle, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dooku's got his little high speeder bike here, almost. Some kind of like mini Death Stars there. Oh, that one's not going to make it.
That's going down.
Oof.
Ooh.
Y'all think about what's going to happen once that thing comes down? How can they see where they're going? Dooku's trying to make a hasty getaway here. Oh, Dooku must have something up his sleeve. What? Kind of got outmaneuvered there. Oof, right on the sand, which, as we know,
is rough and gets everywhere.
Anakin hates.
Uh-oh.
Letting your feelings betray you. Oh, boy. Yoda's sensing something again. I think he would have his escape pod closer to the Coliseum there, or Central Command.
Not all the way on the other side, it seems.
Yeah. Now, Dooku's lightsaber is pretty badass, I think, in my opinion. I almost got a Dooku lightsaber when I was down there. Ooh, he's got the lightning fingers. I don't think so. It's got the little, is it bent or hilt? What is that called? His lightsaber?
Yeah.
I like that we start getting variations on lightsabers also.
Oh, yes.
I mean, people pop big time for Darth Maul's, two-sided. One.
Wasn't the lightsaber Rey had at the end of episode 9, wasn't that a different color than all the rest?
It might have been. I
think it was an orange, I think.
I only saw it one time in the theater. Actually, I'm not going to revisit it. I will when I get to it on this series, but you have Ahsoka who's, splits into two. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. It may not be as flashy as, Darth Maul, but I'm still going to mess you up.
Oh, double the sabers.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh,
another bust. That's like a second or third bust of lightsaber Anakin has in this movie.
He's busting lightsabers all over the place in this movie. Now it's turned into a rave.
Yeah, kind of. Ooh. Oh, lost his hand.
Oh, yeah. That's a very common thing with the Skywalkers. They all lose their hands at some point.
Pretty much.
Uh-oh.
Get Yoda coming in here. Master Yoda. Count Dooku? Mm-hmm. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling Jedi. It's got a very Scooby-Doo villain there with that. What do you say? This is where Yoda's just so goddamn badass between here and in the next movie. Oh, Dooku's gone to the dark side, so you say, or you sense. Sends it right back at him. He's like, why are my lightning fingers not working on you? Oh boy.
Challenges
of two duel. Well, this is the first time we see Yoda use a lightsaber.
Yes.
It's a nimble little bugger, ain't he? Just hopping all over the place. Waiting for him to go. Somebody put a freaking bell on this guy? Well, that's right. Dooku was his Padawan. Sheesh. Thank God Yoda has, you know, strong use of the Force. Man, they messed up. And there goes Dooku. He got away. Even as a droid driver. It's almost like he's sailing now. Thank God there's no wind in space. Or is there? Dooku's back on Coruscant. It's very red over here. At the meeting here. Master Sidious and Tyrannus. I don't think that hood's fooling anybody, dude.
No, no one's buying that.
The Jedi fell right into their plan. It's a ploy. Hmm.
Yeah.
So Dooku's heel turn is complete.
I don't know where he is. He's probably doing something with Amidala there. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't think this is a victory, dude. Yoda's like going to harsh his mellow. The shroud of the dark side has fallen. I think people pop for this, you know, with the Clone War.
Oh, yeah.
Once he says that line. Because there is a shit ton of them. Just as... he wanted the puppet master. That's a lot of ships, too. Oh, boy. Anakin Padme eloping.
Oh, they got mirror, and the droids are the witnesses.
Yeah. Now he's got a cyborg arm, basically. You think she could have a nicer wedding dress? Are you kind of plain for her? But Jedi's are not supposed to know love, no connections, no family. Oh, all right, that was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad. All right.
So, I should note that I had everything. I had the soundtrack to this movie. I had the comic book adaptation from Dark Horse. I had the DVD, obviously. I got a whole bunch of like books related to Episode 2. So it's like,
you're an Episode 2 mark.
Oh yeah.
All right. All right, so, but before we call it a night here, why don't you tell everybody, where they can find you on social media, your podcasts, on the multitude of feeds that they appear on.
Okay, well, you can find my podcast at It Was a Thing on TV, at Instagram, at It Was a Thing on TV, at Facebook, we're facebook.com/It Was a Thing on TV podcast. And we are also on Threads. You can search for us at It Was a Thing on TV there. So we're basically on almost every social media outlet other than the, you know what I'm saying. But every Friday we got the drops over at Boys Be Nation and Pop. And I do believe in a couple of weeks I will finally put on the Pop feed the live watch me and Chico did of the Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. I've been meaning to do that. I've been overdue because at some point in the next couple of weeks, we're going to switch from on a regular feed from two shows a week to one show a week for a little while. So that'll give me plenty of opportunity to futz around and finally give that out. So
nice. All right. Cool. What about your other show you do over on the Wrestling Network?
Oh, Wrestle Tracks. Yeah. Me and Scott, we do at least one show a month. One show a month. Usually it's picked on the Place to Be Nation Facebook group where you can choose what show we're going to do for the month. But so the latest show we did for February was Super Brawl 2, and I suspect the reason why was because, as we say, it's because of Sting's retirement, which, as we speak, his last AEW Dynamite just aired on TNT, so as an active performer. So this Sunday will be Sting's last match, which is hard to believe. But
and a tag match against the Young Bucks
with Darby. Yeah, that's going to be an exciting matchup. But yeah, we watched the show along with the main event, which is him against Lux for the WCW title. So that's going to be good. And in March, you're going to be voting on what WrestleMania we're going to cover in the lead up to WrestleMania. I know the three choices are going to be WrestleMania 6, 13, and 18 in March. So,
all right. Cool. Sounds like fun. So check all those out. As for me here on the Pop feed, we have the Video Jukebox Song of the Day dropping every weekday at 8 a.m. Right now it's pretty much me, Keithy Langston, Steve Riddle. Check those out. What else we got going on? We just had our latest episode of Pop Goes the Classics. We are going through the Disney full-length animated feature canon. We recently covered Treasure Planet from 2002, same year that this came out. And our next episode, we will be covering Brother Bear. We're kind of in a dark time with some of the...
Oh, not, yeah.
Not so much, because after that, we got Home on the Range.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then we'll start to come out of it with, like, Meet the Robinsons, Chicken Little, Bolt. All those are fun movies, so I'm looking forward to covering those. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, for the next episode of this series, I have James Gruenberg returning to watch Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. And then Miranda and I are going to try to get back to the Muppet Pod. We are still in Season 2 of The Muppet Show. So we'll hopefully get to that very soon. Laughing Theater will be returning. Cartoons of Our Youth will be back shortly. We unfortunately had a cancellation this week, so we will be getting to that very soon. And yeah, and check out the the Pod Blast. I'm hopefully getting back to watching the animated shorts. Definitely want to try to do Once Upon a Studio before the Oscars, because I think if that could be the biggest crime of the Oscars this year if that doesn't win Best Animated Short.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no way it doesn't win. It's impossible. It can't. And hopefully I don't eat my words. But that also,
that was a really incredible short.
Oh, it was. I mean, I've watched it like 10 times. I tear up every time I watch it. It's just amazing, incredible. The heart that goes into it, the fact that they had Robin Williams in there as two characters, and it's just it's just so good. It's funny, it's sweet, there's nothing that's you don't love about it.
And I love that they mentioned all the deep cuts in the animated catalog too.
Yes. Yes, we get a lot of appearances by characters that are not as familiar to most people. So yeah, they give a little bit of love to everybody over there, it seems like. And then speaking of the Wrestling Network, myself and Logan Croslin, we co-host a show covering current day NXT called Who's Next. We're hoping to drop that like at least monthly. Our latest episode, depending on when this drops, is dropping on March 1st. So check that out. Also check out the Place to Be Facebook group. If you're not a member, please join. Lots of fun conversations going on there. We have tournaments with different topics. It's just a nice little community we got going there. And check out the Place to Be Nation Facebook page, as well as placetobenation.com. Also, go support our friends on the North-South Connection. They're great podcast feed. They have a lot of great shows, a great mix of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, as well as their YouTube channel, which I do make sporadic appearances on there when they have countdowns, projects, what have you. It's a lot of fun. Get to do it with some great people, talk some wrestling. I've partnered up with Logan on there a couple times. I've partnered up with Ryan and Chad Campbell. It's been a lot of fun over there, and they're doing a lot of work, and it's amazing that they do what they do. So, all right. So that's going to bring an end to this episode of Blockbuster Rewatch. Once again, I'd like to say a very thank you to my guest, Greg Diener. Greg, thank you so much for joining me for this movie.
Oh, you're welcome, Andy.
All right. All right. So we will check you all out on our next episode when we get to episode 3. All right. See you then.